Kansas City's classic rock station, 101 The Fox. Good morning, Slacker with you here. Happy Red Friday. The Chiefs take on the Chargers this Sunday, and throughout the NFL season, we spotlight the men and women in our community that are making a difference, and we acknowledge them by giving them the MVP game ball. And my partner from the Greater Kansas City Building and Construction Trades Council, Elise Martini, has joined me once again this morning. Good morning, Elise.
Good to see you, Slacker.
You got a completely different jersey on this week.
Oh my gosh.
You said you were going to get rid of the
other one. I'm going to burn. I got that brand new shirt jersey and I wore it last week and I won it. But no. I'm back to the old standby. This is Old Faithful. She always does good. We'll win the Chargers now with this shirt.
We're also going to be talking to Kansas City City Councilman from the 4th District, Mr. Eric Bunch, will be joining us.
Eric is a great person, just really has done a great job of understanding labor and helping labor and has brought a lot of the projects that we're working on to the city thanks to his leadership in the council.
Before we introduce our city councilman, Elise, how can people nominate individuals in our community?
Absolutely. There's a lot of folks out there, whether they're representing, you know, us on school boards or in the city council or just a good guy at your church or the person working right next to you. They can go to our website, beyounion.com. That's beyounion.com, or give us a call. Leave us a message, 816-834-8586, and let us know why that person deserves to be next week's MVP member of the week. Welcome, Eric Bunch. Councilman Bunch, this is his first term on the council. They are term limits, but we're hoping that he runs for a second term. He's just done an unbelievable job as a brand new council, and I'd like to hear his story of how he got involved, what makes him tick, why he does such a great job serving.
Well, let's meet our 4th District City Councilman, Eric Bunch. Councilman, welcome to the Slacker Morning Show.
Well, first I'll say, Elise, thank you for those really kind words. I really appreciate it. I'm flattered by this award, and I'm excited to be here, but everyone who gets into politics says, oh, I'm not a politician when they first start. And really, we are. Local elected officials are politicians. However, I like to believe that many of us, especially myself, I believe that we're a little different. And the reason why I got involved at the city council level is because local government is really where I think the biggest change, the biggest tangible change is made. A lot of decisions that we make down there at 12th and Oak are things that you see the second you walk out your front door, whether your sidewalk's in good shape, whether your kid has a good place to play at the park. And bigger projects like the new airport terminal or the streetcar, things that actually really bring good jobs and benefit companies and workers here who are members of the building and construction trades. I felt like City Council was a great place where I could make a difference in my local community.
Councilman from the 4th District, Eric Bunch, our guest this morning, and one of those noticeable differences that you played a heavy hand in being able to help out is for those who want to better our community and enjoy cycling around our city. That is very apparent throughout our downtown and beyond.
I actually got my start doing advocacy and policy work on the built environment, like things like and advocating for bike trails and better sidewalks. And had some success there before I ran. And so that is obviously still a very important part of why I'm here. And we've seen some great success, and we have a new city manager, I think, who's also sharing that interest in making sure that we're investing in all modes of transportation. And that extends to public transit. And, you know, we're building the streetcar right now, the extension down to UMKC. But another big, something that I'm very proud of is that we're now the first city in the United States, the first major city in the United States to remove the fare from our transit system. So every bus you step on now has no fare. I felt that was important because that extra $1.50 that it costs to ride that bus is not only, you know, it's not only a burden because you've got to make sure you've got cash in your pocket to get on the bus, but it's also $1.50 that I would rather people be spending in the local economy and bringing new jobs to the Kansas City. And honestly, it could be the difference between a family putting food on the table and getting to work. I'd rather them get to work and be able to put food on the table and pay the rent at the same time.
You know, consistently folks vote for their communities based upon quality of life. And these are the things that make a difference and make our community more accessible to folks and give people the confidence and overall good feeling of a growing and good city. And these are the kinds of issues that you're involved in. Well, Councilman Bunch, in the NFL, for those who have exhibited outstanding performance, they receive the game ball. And every week we spotlight those in the community that make a difference. And on behalf of your constituents, Elise Martini, the business manager of the Greater Kansas City Building and Construction Trades Council, we want to congratulate you on being this week's MVP. Congratulations.
Oh, man. Awesome. Thank you so much. much.
Elise, for those who would like to nominate somebody in our community making a difference, once again, how can they do that?
So they can go to our website, which is beunion.com. That's BEYOUNION.com. And they can nominate, or they can look. We've got a lot of work. That streetcar's coming up. They can go on and look at opportunities to get into one of the trades with the building trades. Or they can give us a call, 816-836-8485, and be sitting here next to me, just like Councilman Bunches, who is well-deserved. And I got to tell you, kudos to your wife, because who knows, a set of twins that are 5 and an 8-year-old, Caitlin deserves it. So
it's definitely a struggle sometimes, but it's a fun struggle.
Maybe she needs the MVP.
I think you're on the right track there.
Well, for Elise Martini, the business manager of the Greater Kansas City Building and Construction Trades Council, this week's MVP, City Councilman Eric Bunch. I am Slacker, and we will do it all again next week. Go Chiefs!
Thanks a lot. Go Chiefs.
Kansas City football is back.
Mahomes takes it in for the touchdown.
Your home for true game perspective and the home for classic rock in KC is right here. What else do you need? Get them both here on 101 The Fox.